Friday, August the 30th. Good Lord, we're at the end of the 8th month of 2013. And what do we have to show for it? I got a new ad from Only Natural Pet Stores. How's that? Is that? That's something that's hot, isn't it, Kenny? Only Natural.
Yes, sir.
I get all my stuff from Charlotte there. All right, so Ken Kessler's along as we monitor a lot of different things that are going on, World of Conversation Radio, important stories, the news of the day in nugget form. I always like that. Syria, the number one item this week without any flinching at all. Then there's that fast food worker strike. Let's see if we can work our way into that. A number of things that are here and there about what we know to be the issues, the serious issues of the week. In some circumstances, we can have a little fun with them. Sort of the Miley Cyrus thing has made it around, certainly the late-night joke circuit, which is probably where the discussion belongs. But at any rate, a lot of focus on that this week in the News Talk Radio world. Let's spend some time, though, on the latest from the Syrian situation, the Middle East. The United States may wind up going it alone. Ah, here we go. Yesterday, British lawmakers voted down a proposal for military action. So where are lawmakers in America? Kenny, isn't that the big, beside people, everybody saying no, we don't want this. I don't know that there's anybody. I've heard one story. I haven't heard one. Maybe you can clarify, or maybe you can tell me that I'm wrong. In opening up our connection to this with the response we get from Facebook.com/Good Day Show or on Twitter, at Good Day Show, I don't see anybody who says, yeah, let's go, rah, rah, shish, kumba. Is there anybody who says that?
Well, John McCain.
Oh, no, I'm talking about people that would be on, well, John McCain might be on our Twitter site. I suppose he might.
Oh. But McCain, as far as
Lindsey Graham, right after that, he'd like to do the same thing. I think it's time for both those guys to retire, frankly. Anyway, but and I...
As far as our listeners go, I have yet to see anybody who says, this is a great idea, let's go get them.
Yeah, let's do it.
Facebook, Judy says, this is just another opportunity to raise the gas prices and then the price of everything else.
Yeah, that's what happens when all the things go up. All right, so anyway, here we go with the circumstances. Obama administration briefing members of Congress who were told there's no doubt that the Syrian government used chemical weapons. No decision has been made on military action. Is it constitutional? That's the question. And I'm happy to have your input on that side of it. 888-302-3684. Actually, I'm happy to have your input on any side of this thing. But I don't think there's another real controversy here. If we're going to go it alone, what does that say about the rest of the world? Excuse me. And what kind of trouble does that get us in a sense? Congress does need to approve the use of military force according to the War Powers Act. I'm looking back to previous presidents who have committed U.S. forces without congressional approval. Reagan did it in Grenada. 1983 was the year of that. President Bush did it twice with Panama in 89 and Iraq in 91. That's first President Bush. President Clinton also did it twice with Haiti in 94, Kosovo in 99. Bush got approval from Congress to go to Iraq and Afghanistan. But look at all this. I mean, that in and of itself. Let's go back for just a minute. Let's just go back to where we have been, where we've stuck our nose. Reagan in Grenada in 83. I remember everybody hooping and hollering about that. Bush did it twice with Panama in 89. Nobody supported that. But then everybody, the only thing on this whole damn list that had any consequences and was worth anything was when old man Bush went into Iraq in 91. That made sense. That was good. That was just. And most people figure we cleaned it up, or we didn't clean it up enough because we didn't get 10 years later we go back for Saddam Hussein. And we had no reason for that either, and that's what so sticks in the craw of people who were not supporters of George Bush to begin with, but a lot of people who did support him didn't like it, and for good reason, because it was a big lie. Afghanistan wasn't, but then we didn't do anything about it, so we all know the story from there. Let's listen to Allison Camerota talking to analyst Jonah Greenberg about the role the UN ought to be playing in the decision if there is to be action against Syria.
does President Obama have some sort of obligation to at least make an attempt to go through the UN and consult the Security Council before moving ahead?
Well, look, certainly if you go by the standards that were set up by liberals during the Bush years, he's got to. I mean, George Bush got a resolution 1441 from the United Nations that he could at least make the plausible case meant that invading Iraq was legal under international law. If he doesn't get approval from the UN Security Council, then Barack Obama will be violating international law. It'll be an illegal act of war. And that doesn't mean I'm against it necessarily, or that I think President Obama should care one whit about approval from the UN. I don't think the United States should care about the UN at all. I think that the idea that somehow we give a veto to China and Russia about the morality or the efficacy or the legitimacy of our foreign policy is bizarre. But that is the system that liberals have been championing for a very, very long time, including Barack Obama. And the double standards here are, you know, are just so daunting for the president, given what he had said about, you know, foreign policy when he was a candidate, that he's now going back on all of it, and he's in a real pickle.
Well, that's exactly right. So why would the president act unilaterally? Just politically speaking, given his position in the past and given what he stands for, he says, why not then, you know, at least make the effort and go through the Security Council, even though everyone knows that Russia and China wouldn't be on board? Doesn't, politically speaking, he have to do that?
Well, I don't think he has to, because liberals and the anti-war movement are not going to be as tough on Barack Obama as they were on George W. Bush. And he gets, you know, look, behind every double standard is a single standard. And the single standard that we're operating under is simply that Democratic presidents get an easier time than Republican presidents do on a lot of these things. And so I think that they would love to get a UN Security Council resolution, but they know they're not going to get one. And if you know you're not going to get one, you probably shouldn't fight too hard to try and get it.
Yeah.
And I think that's sort of a similar problem they're facing with Congress. They're very reluctant to have this thing put up for a vote because I think they wisely understand that they very well might not get a vote. And then if Obama does it anyway, there'll be a huge controversy. And if Congress tells him he can't do it, and he agrees not to do it, then he looks even weaker and more feckless than he does now.
And very quickly, Jonah, you said something that I haven't heard elsewhere, and it is chilling. You say that something bad could happen if the Assad regime crumbles too quickly. We have to be careful of that also.
Yeah, look, there's a very serious worry that the al-Qaeda type rebel groups could then get control of chemical weapons and all these nasty weapons, and then we would actually have to go in with boots on the ground to stop them from using them, because they would use them in a heartbeat, and we would have to go make sure that didn't happen.
888-302-3684. Syria is where we are as we have one more excerpt from a talk radio program. I don't want to get overloaded with this. We spent a lot of time on it this week, and then we'll take some calls on it and move on to things like the fast food worker strike that took place yesterday, or who did it? Was it a hoo-ha or a It's 16 after, or almost 16 after. This is a good day.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example, I thought you might. How about $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar, now just $399. Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Elisa's studio monitors, just $49 a pair. That's just $49 for a pair of studio monitors with a bass so powerful, you'll feel like an angry kangaroo is jumping on your chest, in a good way. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
Come on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Let's get it started.
Start school tech ready at OfficeMax. You can save $100 on all touchscreen laptops and tablets over $400. This great discount includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. Let's get it started. OfficeMax, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 31st. Restrictions apply.
It's back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time-winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
888-302-3684 as we continue our discussion here on Good Day of what's going on in Syria as the week comes to an end. Here's host Terry Miners with Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky. They talk about President Obama suggesting we may act alone against Syria.
Why is it President Obama would make noises about taking action without calling Congress back in session?
Well, obviously, there's a lot of demand and a lot of discussion in the media about it's kind of like there's a catastrophe going on somewhere in the world. What's the United States going to do? That's kind of our position in the world. I'm with those who believe he should come to Congress and he should make the case as to why whatever he's proposing to do or will propose to do is in the national security interest. I agree with Senator Paul in that respect. And I think we ought to vote in Congress. I think if he makes the case, which I think he can, that the Syrians are in violation of international law, that they're violating treaties, that they're using chemical weapons against their own people, and that this does have a potential impact on our security, and that we're going to do targeted missile strikes, I think the vast majority of both parties would support him in Congress. But I think, because of our recent history with our involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan and in Pakistan and in Libya, that the American people are understandably reluctant to use our force in the world unless they are sold that there's a compelling reason. I think he needs to make that case, and I think it would be really, really important if the Congress voted, as I think they would, to support him. I signed a letter today asking him to bring that to Congress and actually have us vote on it.
All right, yeah, there ought to be a vote. Doesn't everybody think that? You and experts delay the start of the probe into the gas. They still haven't done anything. No wonder. They have no juice, no teeth, no nothing at the UN. This is a lot of blah, 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 blah. So let's do a little of your blah, 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 blah. Callers up next on Syria at 888. 302-3684. Did you like the way I presented that? 21 after. This is Good Day. Nice.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Essence of our conversation this morning, at least as we get started, is your thoughts now on what our role may be in Syria. It's all speculative because nobody knows what we're going to do yet. And it may be that the president has smartened up and figures this is not worth our intervention. As long as everybody else says, no, we're not going to help you, then what do we do? Well, for an opinion from a lot of people like you, we start with John in Minnesota, who says we need to spend more time pursuing a diplomatic solution of the problem.
I am a Vietnam-era vet, and I remember what happened during the Vietnam. I escaped Czechoslovakia, and I served in the U.S. Army, and so on and so forth. Well, the international reaction, as I've been watching it closely, I do believe we are jumping a gun again. We jump a gun in Libya. We jump a gun in Egypt. We jump on a bandwagon of Arab Spring. What do we have? Mess. I do believe that we need to spend more time in a diplomatic circle, speaking more closely with Russia and China, whether we like it or not, but that talking never hurt anybody. And I really don't think shooting 10, 20 Tomahawk missiles into Syria, we are not going to help anybody. Why don't we ask those hundreds of thousands of people that are living Syria because they are afraid? So again, we're just going to hurt innocent people, and diplomacy should work.
888-302-3684. Michael's listening in Fort Smith, Arkansas, with a thought on this. Michael, you're the star at the moment. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Our president, he needs to go to Congress and get permission to do what he wants to do.
So if he doesn't do that, let's have a hypothetical. He doesn't do that. And he commits troops and or action there. Does he get impeached?
He should be spanked very soundly, and either that or be, yes, impeached.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. 888-302-3684. Edith is in New York with thoughts about waiting.
I don't think that we should rush to anything before we have some concrete evidence from the people who are now in Syria looking into the matter, and that nothing should happen before Saturday or Sunday so that it can be reviewed. I am a veteran, a Vietnam-era veteran, and I don't think that we should jump into anybody's war anytime soon. The United States is strapped. We owe everything to China. And China's not going to get into this and not help us out. We don't need to be bothered. England, we've always, you know, been close to and work with, and they work with us. That's fine. But we need a lot more power than just American power. We are spreading ourselves so thin, and so few jobs and whatnot are here in America. We need to look out for Americans today.
That's the general consensus, I think, of most people. It's interesting that the British reaction, or the rejection, if you will, of the response is basically a reflection of the fear of rushing to act too quickly. So what's our hurry is the question. Here's Dee in Lexington, Kentucky. Yes, ma'am, you're on the air. Hi.
Yes, we need not be bombing Syria. We need to be bombing Israel. They're the ones that are doing all this. They're the ones that are sending over the killer gases.
What?
And they have control of the United States. Once we get rid of Israel, we'll be on our way to health.
Okay, man. We're going to bomb Israel. That's probably not going to happen, at least today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, and probably in our lifetime. But that's a perspective. Yep, we've got a lot of people with interesting and different ideas. All right, I think we've had enough this broadcast and this week on what's going on. I do think it's interesting, as an anecdote here, Iran said yesterday it'll join Russia in efforts to thwart military action by the U.S. in Syria. The president there was quoted as saying military action will bring great costs for the region. 28 past, this is Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Buddy Guy's guitar playing has influenced everyone from Jimi Hendrix and Keith Richards to Jack White and Bonnie Raitt. But this Chicago legend is from humble beginnings in Louisiana.
I pick my share of cotton. I drink water from a creek. Spit a hot dog fireway just to make it through the week. I came apart.
Buddy Guy remembers.
I'm a sharecropper, son. I was born on a farm. We didn't have running water. We didn't have electric lights or nothing like that. We used to have to drink water out the creek, and our drinking water was rainwater. As a little boy, I didn't know what a guitar was or anything like that. But I used to take rubber bands and pull all the screen wire. My mother's piece of screen wonder when she would get a piece to keep the mosquitoes out in Louisiana. And I would try to make guitar strings out of it. And the mosquitoes would get in, and she would say, well, I know I put a piece of screen at that window, and these mosquitoes are still in you. And they'd look at it, it would be all stripped away because I was breaking it every time I would try to stretch it as tight as I could. I would take a lighter fluid can and put a flat little piece of stick in the head of it and four tacks and put four of them on and break them about every 3 to 5 minutes.
Whoa, I can laugh about it now.
Well, the best thing about it, my mother and father never did have to lock their doors. You could leave your house open and wouldn't nobody go in there. The worst thing about it, it wasn't any future there.
The Great Buddy Guy, with music from the new CD, Rhythm and Blues. There's more online. InsightDailyRadio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let's get back to our action here. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Friday, August 30th, is on the air. End of the 8th month. My God. Oof. Wow. Ay. What has your summer been like? The essence of where we are here is an overview of some of the things that have been on people's minds in the last 24 to 48 hours, some of them over this past week. The item that, I guess, focuses on the March on Washington anniversary, the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King and the big speech, I Have a Dream, in Washington, has stirred up controversy. Race relations have been on the front burner with a lot of important talk hosts and programs this week. So let's go, because Kenny monitors talk television as well as talk radio for a lot of the input that we get from various circles to get as much of a broad perspective on things as we can. So you can react to this or not as you choose. 888-302 Doug, starting with Al Sharpton. He had something to say. You may have heard that Bill O'Reilly said no Republicans were invited to this week's event, which is really not true. Al Sharpton gives his perspective on that.
Let's hear from the experts, shall we?
Grievance mongering does the cause of civil rights no good whatsoever. Period.
All we heard was, here are the problems, stop and frisk. Here are the problems.
Trayvon.
And Trayvon Martin.
Multiple references made to Trayvon Martin.
It's a near crime what is being done here to take the occasion of this man's great address and what he stood for and basically hijack it for President Barack Obama. If I were President Obama, I'd be a little embarrassed I can't stand on my own.
This is the kind of talk dragging down the Republican Party. The real embarrassment is the GOP minority outreach plan. After their 2012 shellacking, the GOP announced a big rebranding effort. They were going to widen the tent. Earlier this week, the Republican National Committee held its own event commemorating the March on Washington. But as the nation celebrated Dr. King's legacy, leading Republicans did not show up, even though they were invited to speak. Clearly, it wasn't a priority. They missed an opportunity to show they were at least trying to reach out. But Bill O'Reilly refuses to believe it.
Today's event excluded black Republicans and conservatives. All the speakers were Democrats. That was a glaring error. and does not indicate a desire for inclusion. Wasn't it a little strange we didn't have one black conservative or one black Republican? I mean, did the invitations get lost in the mail or what?
You know, the former president's being speaking, I think, was appropriate.
George W. Bush and a former president?
Well, he issued a statement. I do not know that he wasn't invited.
He was.
Okay, I have no idea why I invited.
No Republicans and no conservatives.
If it would have been me.
Actually, that's not true. He's wrong. Both former President Bushes were invited to speak. Speaker Boehner and Majority Leader Cantor were invited to speak. Former Governor Jeb Bush and Senator John McCain were also invited. So if they're serious about outreach, oh, I don't know, maybe attending the March on Washington would have helped.
All right, so this is Al Sharpton, who I'm, as most of you know who listen to me, not a big fan of Al Sharpton under any stretch of any measure. But in this circumstance, he is correct. Both President Bushes declined to attend, citing health issues. House Speaker Boehner and Majority Leader Cantor also declined to speak. Boehner was in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, taking a break between fundraisers. Cantor was in North Dakota meeting with lobbyists. Every single member of Congress was invited to come, and none of the Republicans showed up. So the Republicans look bad, and O'Reilly doesn't look good because he didn't really do a particularly good job. Well, usually you don't get to Kenny. O'Reilly doesn't get caught up in stuff like this. But the choice of words here, whether they were invited or whether they attended, I heard sort of some nuance between that. And I don't know that O'Reilly... He didn't say, or did he say, that they were invited? I think he did say. I think he said once that they didn't show, and then he said they weren't invited. But clearly, they were invited, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right, Every member of Congress, and both President Bush's, and I'm not sure who all else, but many were invited.
Republicans look bad, and this is, the Republicans look bad. They look like a bunch of racist pigs with their attitude. Why wouldn't you show up? Why wouldn't you have somebody there? If you're trying to broaden your horizons, open up the tent, whatever it is. There are a lot of blacks now who do vote Republican. So what is the deal with them? Why do they want to make themselves look this stupid? Is it that the base would be upset because they showed up at some black event? And what does that tell you if that's true about the base of the Republican Party? Hello, ding, ding, ding. All right, having said that, here's talk host Susan Rose with a fellow named Sam Herbert, who was at the March on Washington 50 years ago.
Your father, a pastor, took you at the age of 14 to see Martin Luther King. Did that speech resonate with you right away?
The speech didn't. Being there did. And what resonated with me when I was there was I'd never seen so many people before. I've never seen so many black people and white people before, and I've never seen so many police officers and police dogs. That resonated in my head more than anything, the visual aspect of the march. But I do remember my dad telling us to keep quiet and to listen. And when I heard Dr. Martin Luther King speak, who I didn't know why I was there, I just went with my father. Coming back home, what resonated in my head, because I asked my dad, what did he mean when he spoke about, don't judge me by the color of my skin, but by the by my character? Because my father always raised my brothers and sisters, there's 11 of us, to treat people the way they treat you. He never spoke about skin color. He never spoke about character. So I remember being in the car, and I asked him about that, and he explained to me about character then, a person's character, and how you judge a person by their character. You don't judge a and he also told me, you judge a person by their actions on how they treat you. So coming back, I was the only kid on the block among the children that had bragging rights that I went to the march on Washington with my father. And I'm 14, And I really never paid attention to the racial aspect of a person's color, white people not liking black people because of their color. Not until I came back home, was on the block, was telling my friends about it, and I heard older people on the block talking about the speech. And they played the speech as a radio station, and they was playing it on the loudspeakers on 125th Street, on the family churches, Greater Refuge Temple, is located on 125th Street between 125th and 124th Street and 7th Avenue, across the street from the famous Hotel Teresa. So they was blasting the speech all over Harlem. And in school, our teacher, since junior high school, our teacher assigned us to do a paper on it. And I did a paper on the dream. And it was then that I started paying attention to the racial aspect and hearing people, black people in the community, speak about Dr. King's dream, what it meant.
And this is a really interesting reality here. I'm trying to figure out who actually put this together, Kenny. Who is in charge of the March on Washington? Was it a government thing? Was it some private group that supports racial relations, improve racial? Who put this together?
Where these things materialize? I have no idea.
See, these things sort of just materialize out of thin air, and one wonders who's responsible. So are there a number of questions after some of these accusations? Yeah, I think there are a number of questions, frankly. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina was not invited to participate. Apparently, according to several different news stories that are around circulating, he was invited to come stand there. What does he need an invitation for that for? Anybody can go stand there. So why would you not invite the only black senator to speak? See, there's a certain angle almost. I mean, the other side of this is, I was like looking at both sides. One side is the Republicans are stupid for not showing up when they were invited, and clearly a number of Republicans were invited. The other side of it is, who selected the people to be invited, and why would you not ask somebody like Scott to speak? There's a prejudice here somehow or other on both sides. I don't like the fact that Republicans didn't send anybody. And I also don't like the fact that some, whoever it was that put this together, tried to sort of parcel out things. I mean, I wouldn't go either if I were Scott. I mean, I'd go and stand in the aisle. What do you need them to tell you? You can come stand out there and watch what's going on. But he's a United States senator, for God's sakes. Invite him to speak. So there's a little bit more to this than meets the ear, it would seem. And with that, we will move on. The fast food workers' strike will be in our purview in a few moments here. This is a good day at 16 before the hour.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all now. I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Labor Day Savings 3-day sale, Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.com.
This support is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. While vacations are an opportunity for family time, traveling with small children can be stressful. Thinking ahead will help parents alleviate family travel headaches. According to a recent Bank of America study, 68% of families surveyed will travel by car this summer, and 30% by air. Whether hitting the road or flying the skies, anticipating travel issues in advance will help ensure a stress-free family vacation. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
When planning your summer vacation, don't overlook the hidden stresses of traveling with children. At the airport, consider checking your bags, which will leave your hands free to help children navigate the security lines. To offset baggage costs, use travel rewards programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card that make redeeming your earn points simple. Just pay for your travel expenses with your card and use your points toward a statement credit later on.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example, I thought you might. How about $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar, now just $3.99. Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Elisa studio monitors, just $49 a pair. That's just $49 for a pair of studio monitors with a bass so powerful, you'll feel like an angry kangaroo is jumping on your chest in a good way. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
888-302-3684, the fast food worker strike. Here's host Greg Bishop talking to Tanika Bowen, who was one of the workers to go on strike.
What's your position at McDonald's?
I'm a crew member.
So a crew member, do you do like the front lines or do you help assemble?
Front lines, back booth. Only place I haven't been is on the grill.
Do you make minimum wage right now? Is that what you make?
Yes, I do.
Is McDonald's the only job you have?
Yes, it is.
Full-time? Part-time? What are we talking?
It's supposed to be full-time, but I'm barely getting hours.
Okay.
I have three kids, so, you know, I can't work two jobs right now because I have a two-year-old until she starts school.
What's your employment history up to this point?
I worked at Walmart. I worked at another McDonald's in 2005, 2006, and that's about it.
Are you specifically asking for $15 an hour, or is this just something you're kind of, you know, getting behind everybody else who's asking for it?
$15 an hour would be nice. You know what I'm saying? $8.25. I'm not living off that. I'm barely living off of it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a.
I have to pay rent. I have three kids. Somebody is getting cut off somewhere in there, you know.
And not to get.
So it will be nice for $15 an hour.
Not to get too personal, but are you on any other kind of assistance at all?
I receive public assistance. I receive food stamps and a medical card.
Now, with your current employment, you say you're part time, but you're not getting enough hours. You're making $8.25 an hour. Have you looked at possibly seeking other types of employment?
I'm currently putting in applications, but still, it's gonna still be like a retail or a fast food place, which again, that's why I'm here fighting.
What about getting out of that industry? Now, one of the arguments that's been opposing this fast food forward movement is fast food jobs and other retail type jobs, at least the, you know, the beginning positions, the introductory positions, those aren't meant to be long-term jobs, and they're kind of supposed to be a springboard. So, what do you think about maybe expanding your horizons and getting out of retail or fast food?
That's a possibility, but retail, you're right about retail jobs. It's not supposed to be long-term, but does that mean that we can't live off of what we're getting paid when we're working it? I don't think that's right. I have went to school for medical assisting, but I haven't found a job in that field.
So you do have a degree with
yes, I do.
The schooling you have? Interesting.
Yes.
And you still haven't been able to land employment there?
No.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes. Anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
After the hour, the Good Day program continues this hour. Lots of bits and pieces of programs and ideas, broad overview of some of the important stories this week, a couple of items concerning lawsuits. You remember earlier in the week we talked about the NFL concussion lawsuit, which apparently has found settlement. So let's listen to Mike Trevisano talk to former NFL quarterback Bernie Kosar about the substance of this agreement that's been reached.
Bernie, were you surprised when you heard they got $765 million? I think it's over 4,500 players, though. So
yeah, the number's growing, and I think that it'll probably grow a little more. You know, considering some of the numbers that were thrown out there, you know, some people actually said this is probably a great thing for the NFL because it's on the lower end of what people thought. And typically, and I don't know the details of it, so this is just pure speculation, attorneys tend to get a good chunk, 30 to 40% of the settlement. So I haven't seen the details, and a lot of times in this stuff, the devil is in the details. I did hear that some of this money, to almost half of it, is going to be paid out over a 20-year period, not so some of it isn't going to be, it isn't going to be all probably a lump sum right away. Although typically the way it works, the fees and the attorneys tend to get their lump sum up front. So I'm not sure how it's going to be split up amongst the, some of the guys. And, you know, Trev, me and you have talked about this a little bit on the air and a lot off the air. There's quite a few guys. Tony Dorsett, you know, I've mentioned him as an example, somebody who I'm friends with and work with, grew up watching at the University of Pitt and then down at the Cowboys. And Earl Campbell, Wilbur Marshall, some of these guys really have had some accelerated issues with that I think stem from the game and stem from the concussions. And Tony is recently partially using a wheelchair. And some of the guys really need help now. So in a way, I'm really glad that there's something settled so that some of these guys who really need the help and need the help today can do this. Unfortunately, I do think there were some guys at certain parts parts of this that have kind of jumped on the bandwagon and maybe don't have some of the issues that some of the guys I just mentioned do. And I'm not saying those are the only guys that have issues with it. But, you know, there's guys that have really helped create the history and the excitement and the awesomeness of this game of the NFL football, and they really do need help and do need treated. So in at least in that respect, I'm hopefully the guys that I just mentioned and some of the other ones that are suffering from this stuff, you know, quickly are able to kind of get some help and get taken care of.
Wow. What's more important, taking care of that sort of thing or people getting worked up about Miley Cyrus? I got a kick out of all the attention being given to the Parents Television Council and all that hoopla and suggesting not quietly that they get a life. Another lawsuit, well, not a lawsuit necessarily, another legal item that was big this week, the sentencing of the Fort Hood killer. Here's host Jeff Wagner focusing on the jury doing the right thing.
A military jury determined that the Fort Hood shooter, Nadal Hassan, should be put to death. This is, of course, the guy who killed 13 and injured 31 in the shooting rampage back in November of 2009. The trial was essentially what I would determine a slow guilty plea. There is no question at all about this man's guilt in this massacre. There is also no question that he is perfectly competent. He is evil. This man was a terrorist who decided that he was going to kill and injure as many people as possible. This is the type of situation that, in my opinion, screams out for the death penalty. Now, I understand that there's some people who are just morally opposed to it. I do not share that conviction. But given the fact that the death penalty exists in situations like this, this is the poster child for that sort of situation. This man was a terrorist who took lives and ruined lives and seriously injured people with perfect knowledge of what he was doing and that criminal intent. Nadal Hassan is a monster. The death penalty is certainly warranted.
I agree with that. I am opposed to the death penalty in most circumstances, but in this circumstance, no. This guy needs to be dispatched quickly and not become a martyr. He's going to become a martyr anyway to a certain extent. The only thing that we have not talked about, not one word this week on my program about this veteran in Spokane, Washington, that was killed by the three young men, Kenny, 88.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.